Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Brian Ward.
Well, what a time. It's a great honour this morning, if you like, to be able to come and share the message with you. The last Sunday in the Stephen Joseph Theatre is Kingdom Faith Church. I don't believe we're leaving here without leaving a deposit of the love of God, of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I really believe that it's a time where the staff have shown such servant hearts. You know, it doesn't matter whether you get paid for being here on a Sunday or not. There's a servant heart within the staff that's been so welcoming and warming to us all over the 18 months that we've been here. And I just believe God has got his hand upon many of the staff in this place. And many of the public that come here to watch productions are going to sense the presence of God's presence within this place. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, last week Paul was, earlier on about what he's speaking about last week, about failure isn't an option, it's a necessity. And sometimes when we think of that, we think, oh man, I'm not a failure. And but we're not failures in that sense. But it's through our failures, as long as we keep going and, you know, as we repent and keep going, that we come into that place of victory. And it's great when we keep running the race. And St. Paul himself was a man who says, you know, I continue to run the race, to reach out, to aim for that goal, the initial, you know, the inevitable goal, if you like. And that's my heart's desire, that as I keep, you know, I want to keep running the race. Well, some hope is much of your desires this morning as part of the church here. If you're not a member of Kingdom Faith Church, we welcome you this morning. But it's important for you as well that you're significant, that you've got a plan and purpose in God's plan and purposes for where you are and where you live. And it's God says, you know, I'm not coming back for my brides, but I'm coming back for the bride. And that means there's only one church and we're all one family. And it's great to have you guys with us this morning that are visiting. For those within Paul's message last week, he talked about faith isn't a journey. Faith is a journey; it's not an event. And he's talking about the, if you like, about moving the mountain. You know, sometimes it doesn't move immediately, but it's a journey that we go on. And we often are not. It's the patience within us that seems to be tested. We want the results now, now, Lord. I need it now. But God's timing is perfect, and he knows when to release things and when to move on. And sometimes a journey of faith, it says there are many, within our faith's journey, if you like, there are many events that take place. Today is an event within our faith's journey. Tomorrow will be another event within our faith's journey. And we see many events that have taken place whilst we've been here in the Stephen Joseph Theatre. We've seen people coming to the Lord. We've seen people being baptized. We've seen the church growing. We've seen people, God calling people home to be with himself. We've seen the young adults going out on mission trips. I remember when Rob stood up here after they'd been to Burkina Faso, and he said, we're just a group of students. But what they did was they stepped out. They went on their faith journey. We have Nigel and others that go out to different parts of the world as well on mission trips. But also, each of us has a mission trip. Each of us has a journey. And whether it's in Burkina Faso in Africa or wherever, or in Scarborough or somewhere in the United Kingdom, the journey is just as important here as it is over there. But as long as we're stepping out, we need to be stepping out. And what it was that Paul brought, he mentioned about the loaves and the fishes. And it's, you know, when Jesus said to the disciples, well, feed these 5,000, they said, well, you know, where's the nearest supermarket to here, you know? We don't have enough money to feed these guys, you know? And that was just the men, you know, let alone the women and the children. And what it was this boy's pack-up was 5 loaves and 2 fish. And as he gave that, the disciples took hold of that and they gave it to Jesus. And then Jesus did. Jesus did. And as we step out in faith, Jesus will. Jesus will. And as we pray for people and see, it says, lay hands on those that are sick and they shall recover. Jesus will. Yes. Jesus will. But we need to be laying our hands on the sick. Yep. We need to be going out and preaching the gospel. We need to be sharing the love of Jesus Christ with our neighbours and in our workplace. And Jesus will. Yes. And he says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But we need to be a people on a journey of faith, not just an event. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How many people have got one of these? That's this side of the room. About this side? Yeah. Praise God. How many have read one of these? Wow. All the hands go up now, don't they? How many have really read one of these? What does it say on the last page? Ah. The address. The address is on the back page. You know, it says people without a vision perish. And we need a vision. And God's given this church a vision. It's given us a mission and a vision. It's no good having a vision without a mission. And the mission is actually going out and doing it. I just want to read from the first page. And it says, our vision, our passion to be the church that Jesus is building now, discovering that we are handpicked by him for his glory, is amazing and it makes us dream big. Yes, we dare to dream about the excitement and adventure that God has set before us of being a church where people are loved, accepted and restored, where the blind see, the deaf will hear, and the lonely will find friendship. We dare to dream of a church that is growing week by week as people are impacted by the truth. Experience the power of the Holy Spirit and see healing and miracles happening. We see a church that equips, trains and disciples people and is full of God's love. Where the tangible presence of God is known and experienced, we see a church that is part of transforming society, bringing honour and glory to Jesus Christ. And if you're not in a church that hasn't got a mission or a vision, then I suggest you seek God and make sure you're in the right place. Because it says people without a vision will just perish. Right, that's just a taster. There are many events that can be good or bad that are in our journey. Do we ever come to the end of our journey? We don't. Our journey is eternity. God showed me once, he says, Brian, he says, don't worry about this lifetime, you're here for eternity. But what we've got to make sure is that we're on the right road for eternity. Are we on the right journey for our eternity? What is faith? What is faith? If we're on a journey of faith and it's not an event, what is faith? We were singing a minute ago, or the first song I think we sang was God is Good. Write down 10 things of the goodness of God that's in your life. Come on, we sing songs and we declare things. Do we ever think about what we're singing and declaring? What's the goodness of God in your life that you could write down right now about 10 things that he's done for you or that he's done for our church or he's done within your area? Come on, we sing it, we declare it, God is good. Let's turn to John chapter 1. Faith is explained in a multiple, in many ways in the Bible, or what faith is really. In John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and the Word became flesh. He was in the beginning with God. In verse 14, it goes on to say, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So the Word is living. The Word is Jesus Christ. I am the Word. And it's because of the Word, it's because of, it says, faith comes by hearing the Word. And that's why it's so important to have the, to be able to go into our Bibles and not just to read it, but to see what it's saying about ourselves, to see what God is saying about our journey of faith. That it's a journey of faith and not an event. Where is he leading you? Paul's prophetic song was, send me, here am I, send me. The laborers are few, here am I, send me. Where is he sending you to tomorrow? Where is he sending you to today? Faith comes by hearing the Word. We need to be people of the Word. We're people of faith, a people of love. we look in Hebrews 11, it says there, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, verse 1, evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. So in other words, faith is not living by sight, but faith comes by hearing the word. Sometimes we need to step out in faith. It's a scary line, you know, it can be quite scary to step out in a place of faith. But what we've got to know is our surety is in God, that we've heard from God, that God says, look, I'm with you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it's that thing that Paul was saying, that if we never step out at all, then we're never going to see faith in action. Even if we get it wrong, God sees our hearts. And he wants a people that are willing to go out and step out with faith. He wants a people to say, look, I'm speaking to you guys. You're amazing. You're significant. I love you. I have a plan and purpose for you. Step out into this that I've got for you. And maybe some of you today are thinking about moving. Maybe some of you today have got decisions to make along this journey of faith. You've got events in your lifetime. And sometimes events in our lives can be good events, they can be bad events, they can be indifferent. But the events in our lives, if you like, is not just, it doesn't define who we are in Christ Jesus. What we see in our lifetime, what we experience, doesn't define what the truth says about you or me. Who knows that the truth changes the circumstances that we're in? That's why we don't live by faith, by seeing. But we live by faith, by hearing the word and stepping out. We don't see the inevitable picture. In Hebrews 11, it's a fantastic chapter, and it talks much about men of faith. Men and women of faith. Abraham was a man of faith. He obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he would receive as an inheritance. Kingdom faith of being called out to a place to receive as a place of inheritance. We're moving on. When God was taking the Israelites out of Egypt, he led them by cloud by day and fire by night. And they wouldn't move until the cloud moved, but the fire moved. And today is a day that the cloud is going to be moving on from here for Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. And it's going down the road about half a mile. And it's going to rest upon the summit. And that's going to be our new home. And that's where we're going to be staying, because the presence of God is there. Because what we've heard in the word, what the leadership has heard in the word, what the church has been praying for has been a building. And don't come and tell me that it's not about the building. Jesus used many buildings to reach people. Buildings are important as a tool. A building is a place where people can come to. It can be a place of refuge. It can be a place of equipping. It can be a place of sending out. So the place is important for a church if you want to see it grow, if you want to see it being significant in the place that you live. Noah was a man of faith. I mean, who builds an ark in the middle of a dry ground? Not even near the sea. It wasn't even in Scarborough. Probably on the Yorkshire Moors somewhere. And he's building this ark. But he heard from God to build the ark. What are we hearing today about stepping out into our faith journey? What ark are we building for our community? You know, in Exodus, it talks, let's have a look, Exodus chapter 14. Reading from verse 10. And this is just as Moses is leading the people out of Egypt. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Has Pastor Paul taken us away from the Stephen Joseph Theatre to the summit so that we might die there? I hope not. Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that you told in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. And you can read from chapter to chapter to chapter in Exodus about a moaning and grumbling people because they have no water to drink. They have no food to eat. To the stage where God says to them, you're nothing but more than a stiff-necked people. Maybe today is a day that we need to leave things behind in the Stephen Joseph Theatre that aren't going to be fruitful in our place to come. The Israelites had to leave stuff behind to move over to the promised land. We don't want to go into the new place with things like, well, I was quite comfortable in those little red seats. Man, these seats that we've got here, I'm wide awake for the service now. I can't fall asleep on the back row. Let's not go with a grumbling heart, but let's go rejoicing, knowing that our journey is a journey of faith. That the journey that God has got us on is a place that we're going to increase in number. That the seats in this place are going to be far too small to the place that he's moving us into. Come on, there's such an excitement. My journey of faith, myself, it's quite scary when God calls you. I don't know, maybe two or three times. It's not an everyday occurrence for me to step out in faith in such a way that it has a dramatic effect on where you live or what you do. But God does that to you. And when Sharon and I moved and with Naomi from Scotland to here, and we gave up our jobs and we sold the house, and we didn't have a house to live in when we came here, and we were off to faith camp on the same day that we moved out of our house, and our furniture was in storage, and we had no jobs to go to when we got here. And you think, wow, Lord, am I sure I'm hearing God right? Moved to Scarborough. And so we went to faith camp and we had a great week. And then after faith camp, we still didn't have a house. And we still didn't have jobs. But we knew we were coming to Scarborough. And we moved in with Andy and Carol. And we said, I'll only be for 2 weeks. And 2 months later, bless them both. And that was our life's journey. You know, that was one of our life's journey of faith. But God never lets us down. And there's things in our life that we fail with. One for us was our finance. We got into a lot of debt when we were up in Scotland. But God says, look, Brian, he says, if you want to follow me, give me everything, including your finances. And so since we moved down, we've been on a debt management payment with CAP, fantastic group of people. And we're almost out of our debt now. We've got a year to go. And we just give God the glory and the thanks and the praise that he honours as we step out in faith. He'll honour you. But it can sometimes not be easy. And as we go into this new building, there's things, obviously there's costs, there's running costs, there's bills to be paid. But we know that we've heard God right. And as we hear God right and we step out in faith, Jesus will. Jesus will. Jesus will. Jesus will. We will see an increase in our fellowship. We will see an increase in people being saved. We will see an increase in our financial status. We will see an increase in the blessings that God has for us. And I remember the message that Paul spoke on when he had Aidan over here in this place of darkness. And he lifted him over to this place of light. That we come into the kingdom of light. God just pours his blessings upon us and upon us and upon us. but it's a walk of faith. And there are events in our life that sometimes are good or sometimes bad or indifferent, but Jesus stays the same yesterday, today and forever. And his promises are yes and amen. And it's when we fix our eyes back on the Lord and when we fix our eyes on what we've heard in the beginning, we know we're in the right place. And one of the prophecies that came to Kate for this building was that it's a place that's already going to be prepared for you. And there's several buildings that we looked at within Scarborough. And the initial summit place was the old DHSS building, those that can remember. And the people that moved in now think it's age concern, and they've had nothing but trouble from the landlord. And part of the building now is fully flooded and the lift is unusable. Praise God that he closed that door for us and he kept us going. And now we go into a place that he's prepared for us, a place that's got the lifts, a place where the landlord has blessed us so much financially, a place that God has prepared for us, a place where we're going to see the fruits, a place that says, send me, Lord. So what attitude do we take with us from here? I hope it's an attitude of joy. It's an attitude of excitement. Yes, in the natural, there's that tinge of sadness from the relationships that we build with the staff. But I just pray that the relationships that we've built with the staff is one of long-lasting. That it's a place that they can come to the new summit and to come and see us there. A place that God has touched their hearts whilst we've been here. To a place of them saying, oh, you know something, there's something in this Jesus thing. There's something that I want to know more about Jesus in my life. So let's go out with an attitude of gratitude. No grumbling! Little Samuel, bless him. Now, I just want to turn briefly, just before we wrap up. This is my daily devotional. It doesn't fit in my handbag, but it's not one you put in your pocket. But it's a great daily devotional. It's called Sparkling Gems. It's a Rick Renner one. It says Sparkling Gems from the Greek. So if you want to brush up on your Greek, which Pastor Paul often reminds us, it's a great daily devotional to have. And it poses questions. And yesterday's reading was about how Paul was in Rome and he was in prison. And the verse that he came with was, brothers, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. We can't live in the past. We can't live in the events that have taken place in this place, but we need to be moving on, pressing forward into new events that God has for us, into the events of tomorrow. Let's not live on the manner of today, but let's live on the manner, the fresh manner that God has for us. In 2 Corinthians 10:12, it says the Apostle Paul wrote that when people measure themselves with themselves and compare that themselves with one another, they behave unwisely. Yeah. We should never, ever, ever, ever compare yourselves with one another. Compare yourselves with somebody else. Compare yourselves with your leaders. Because God doesn't look at us like that. What we need to compare is, what we need to do as a marker of how we're doing is saying, what am I doing that Jesus has given me to do? And am I doing it? Because that's what God will judge us on. Are we fulfilling our role that God has given us to do? Are we getting involved with the things that he's placed upon our hearts? There's plenty of things new things that will be coming up in the summit that people need to be getting involved with. Has he spoken to your heart to say, I want you involved with that? But don't ever, ever look at other people as a marker to say, how well am I doing? Am I being successful against that person? That's not success. Success is just doing what God's given you to do. Yes. very important, you know, I find it very good to do an MOT check on myself every so often. You know, it says a heart above all things, is it wicked or something? Sorry? Deceitful. And if I look myself into my own heart, I say, oh, I'm fine, Brian.
Woo! Woo!
Yes, what a great day. And nothing's going wrong in my life. I don't think so. The best way to assess yourself is to ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, search my heart. Anything that's not untoward you, Lord, you know, I just want out of my life. And so it's great on occasions to do this sort of like asking the Holy Spirit to just check your heart. For Paul, if he was to assess himself against other people, he'd be probably in good standing. You know, he had preached all around the Mediterranean Sea. He had preached in the Imperial Palace. He had started churches all over Asia Minor. He had written most of the New Testament. He was one of the greatest apostles of his generation. But still, whilst he was in prison, he says, there's still more I've got to do. Because he knew God had given him a journey of faith. And it wasn't just about one event. So it didn't matter what he had done. He wasn't looking at other people around him. But you're saying, I'm focused on Christ. I'm pressing toward the goal. And for us, it's like yesterday's victories were for yesterday. Yesterday's good reports were for yesterday. Yesterday's accomplishments were for yesterday. But what is it that God's got for us today? Well, for today is the last day in the Stephen Joseph Theatre. But tomorrow's a new day. And next week will be a new week. But let us press in. Let us press forward on this journey of faith. Instead of looking at the events of the past or the events of today, and continue to see God working our lives, to see Kingdom Faith being raised up, to see the Church of God around this nation being raised up to a new level of where people come to His knowledge and His understanding as Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.